Texas lawmakers are back in Austin, this time for the third special legislative session of the year. And they're doing so in part because the Republican majority has not been able to pass one of Governor Greg Abbott's key policy proposals, school vouchers, which Abbott refers to as education savings accounts. The Texas Newsroom's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports rural lawmakers have become the biggest obstacle for the measure to pass.
To start, you should know Texas has about 1,200 school districts. Of those, about 730, just under 61%, are considered rural or non-metropolitan. In rural Texas, public school districts tend to be the community's biggest employers, so everything revolves around them. That's part of the reason the state's rural Republicans have never been supportive of school vouchers. Using taxpayer dollars to pay for private school tuition, that's just not something they think benefits their constituents.
Every dollar that we spend on a voucher is going to be a dollar that's taken away from being able to invest in public education.
Representative Stan Lambert is a Republican who represents Abilene and the surrounding rural areas. He's never supported any voucher-like program and says his Republican colleagues should instead focus on fully funding public schools and increasing the basic allotment. That's the amount of money the state gives schools per student.
I'm anxious to start seeing some of the iterations of maybe some different bills than what we saw back in the regular session. But I'm still going to have a hard time getting past the fact that I still believe public education is our best option to give all 5.5 million students all of the tools and all of the resources available at their disposal, which means increasing the basic allotment, increasing the amount of teacher salaries, and let's make a commitment to what we already have, what we've invested in for over 100 years. It's worked pretty well.
Lambert says he's open to hear what others have to propose regarding school vouchers, but getting him to vote for one would be a hard sell.
I know the governor has said we're going to fully fund public education. At the same time, we're going to create this new system without any accountability, without any strings attached. That just doesn't make good sense to me.
But right now, many of his fellow Republicans are mostly focused on passing school vouchers. Think of them as coupons that let families use public funds to pay for private schools. Governor Greg Abbott's call for a special session didn't include any message regarding an increase to the basic allotment or teacher salaries. Instead, Abbott asked Republicans to fall in line and support his plan. And the governor has said he'll get involved in next year's primaries, working against any Republican who go against his wishes.
Is that selling the benefit of school vouchers?
Senator Robert Nichols is an East Texas Republican.
Or is that a threat? It's a political threat.
Nichols says he's already seen Abbott make good on those threats. Earlier this year, one of his bills was vetoed by the governor. When Nichols asked why, he said someone from Abbott's office implied it was because of his anti-school voucher stance. I reached out to the governor's office for comment on this, but didn't get a response.
That is not the way you win the idea war.
Especially with rural lawmakers. Nichols says those pushing for school vouchers see it as a solution to issues in big urban school districts like Houston and Austin.
I have 100 school districts. 100 school districts. And I can assure you the issues I have and my schools have are different than those two school districts.
Nichols says overall he supports school choice.
I just don't support vouchers. I think a parent should be able to take their child to any school they want to. And currently they really do if they can afford to take their children to private school. And most of my constituents, even with an $8,000 discount, the private school is probably so far away, they're going to have to travel 30 or 40 miles to get into private school, and they still won't be able to afford the balance of what's owed.
Nichols and Lambert are just two of several rural Texas Republicans who share these feelings and say they'll vote no when school vouchers hit their chamber's floor. I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Austin.